coming up.
The top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
And I've got something special to give away right now to caller number 17. 312-981-7200. And here it is, a pair of tickets to see Chicago. Nope, that's not it. Let me go back. Win a $50 gift certificate at Builder Supply Outlet. $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. With true outlet prices every day, check out The Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. So we got that.
There you go. I thought you were right away, you're like, go see the Chicago.
And yeah,
if
I know,
it's
I
not
myself.
The Cubs at
different
that point,
giveaway.
The $50 gift certificate's better anyway.
Yeah, well, it's $50. That's a big
maybe
deal.
Blackhawks would be more than $50, deal. But everything else, I'm not sure.
All right, so we're going to start out in descending order.
Number five.
There it is. Thank you, Orion. Indiana's governor and Donald Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, rallied supporters today in Durango, Colorado. Trump trails Hillary Clinton in national polls right now, about 7 points nationally, but also in the crucial swing states and those battleground states like Colorado, must wins for the Republican ticket. At the rally, Pence suggested Clinton was not trustworthy enough to be president.
If only to restore the highest standard of ethics to the highest office in the land and to our nation's capital, let's decide here and now in Durango that Hillary Clinton will never be elected president of the United States of America.
Wow. That's some rhetoric right there. When you're down in the polls and the Electoral College says that, you know, it's going the other direction, to actually say with such defiance, she will never be elected president. Hope you're not putting money on that.
Good to be confident, I suppose, at this point. But you're right. They have a lot of work to do to kind of shift the momentum of this election with very little time. But that's something you'll be dealing with tonight when you talk about the debate.
The question I have for you, Anna, is do you think that this should be a all-out Hillary Clinton bash for Donald Trump tonight? Do you think that he should do what he's been doing in the last two debates? It hasn't worked out well for him in terms he hasn't actually turned the tide on any unelected or not an undecided voter. Should he continue that Hillary Clinton is bad for the country rhetoric, or should he go to issues and things that he can control?
I think he's already laid out that plan. You saw his campaign manager today saying we've got the Benghazi mother, and you can argue she deserves to be there. But then President Obama's half-brother flown in on the campaigns tab, and they say that's just the appetizer, indicating that, wow, there might be more, you know, sort of stunts like that. And, I mean, they had Mark Cuban on the Democratic side, and he's an agitator of Trump's.
Right.
And so I get it, but at the end of the day, in order for him to win over those undecideds and the people that he needs in order to win, I think both he and Hillary have to state the case about why they're the answer to help average Americans. What is the positive part of your campaign that you promise? Look us in the eye and tell us what you're going to do. And believe it or not, that I think could help. And as Judy pointed out earlier, let's talk some issues.
Yeah, that's I would like to
campaign.
See that. I would think that right now would be an opportunity for him to do that. He can go right to issues, keep the other stuff out, because that's just not working. You've seen in the last two debates that the next day, the fallout from it, just is a lot of this is red meat for his followers, but not necessarily doing anything to
capturing
for the swing
people,
vote. Right.
The swing vote, the undecideds. And undecided in Arizona alone, 21%. So
it is Las Vegas, so it could be something where he's in the middle of talking about Obamacare, and he goes, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring out Siegfried and Roy. Let's get him out.
A fake Elvis impersonator or something.
There could be
really
a lot of walk-ons
wild.
For this debate.
You know,
tonight.
That's funny that he would need to bring any of that out for the debate. Come on. It'll be a Vegas style. Debate, no matter how you cut it.
Do you think he wears sequins? Do you think he brings out a sequins? How great would that be?
Goes into a Elvis Presley song.
And now we cut Melania in half.
Yeah.
Love Melania, it. Please, come up here.
He'll be telling Hillary to get into the box.
Yeah, right.
I got this.
Can I get a volunteer? Can I get Hillary, will you volunteer?
Right. Of course you won't.
Yeah, of course you won't.
Right, exactly. All right, so let's, we're going to go to number.
Number four.
All right, I'll read this one. Speaking during a break at the NFL owners' meeting in Houston, Texas today, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was asked about recent changes to the way consumers use media and how that translates to television ratings for the NFL.
That's something we've been focused on for several years. It's why we have been doing more with Snapchat and YouTube and others. And it's why we did our work with Yahoo last year, while we have a deal with to Twitter to TriCast our Thursday night
very
games.
Very social media savvy.
We're seeing these changes.
Wow. Oh,
like the
man.
Yoo-hoo and the Twitter?
Tell us Uncle Roger.
That
Uncle
is
Roger,
horrible.
Yeah, the millennial perspective on that. What are you going to do with social media, Uncle Roger? Please, Violetta, what do you say on that?
I would love to see his Twitter account.
His, how do you say this?
I'm going to Twitter.
Twitter? What is this?
Twitter and Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
You get the sense he doesn't run them himself, don't you?
That would be great if, you know how once in a while they have celebrities take over, you know, accounts. It'd be awesome if Roger Goodell himself took over the Snapchat
his
account.
His own account.
For NFL.
Right.
That'd be great.
You can find me at hotmail.com.
We have a bonus cut. God only knows what this could say.
Network television is still dominant, and we believe it's going to be dominant going forward. And it's where the vast majority of our fans view our games. It's a great experience. The advertising market's incredibly strong. And I think our ratings, you know, are something that we'll continue to look at, try to make sure we're doing everything, not just to get them tuned in, but to get them to stay.
Yeah. NFL ratings are down this year.
Mm.
That's the issue. That's why they're talking about it. So the idea that that's where everyone goes, network television, of course. But at the same time, I think people are starting to get fed up with the NFL, the National Football League, and not just because the major market teams aren't so great. If you
like,
really think about it.
Oh, by the way, the Bears, were you talking about?
Yeah,
any
right.
team in particular?
How funny is it that the Bears play the Packers tomorrow?
And no one cares.
And no one cares.
Like, I was, yeah, actually offered a chance to go to the game. I'm like, nah.
Really?
Well, just Cubs. I want to, you know,
Cubs,
gotta
right.
watch. I wanna just.
Well, I mean, next time, Anna, you yeah. know, just going to say, I know somebody who would go, who'd drive up the Lambeau.
You'd do that? You'd take that kind of a
I would be, no, I'd be bad at that because I would get a little too rambunctious and then I'd be in trouble. Like the Packer fans would not have my beardum. They would not like what I would bring to the event.
They wouldn't like it. All right, the top 5 at 5 continues. Justin Kaufman is sitting in with us.
All right, I'm ready.
Download, checking in at
number 3.
As Cub fans know full well, the Cubs fly the W every time they win. Well, there's someone who has to pay fines if she does the same at her condo. She's willing to do it even if the Cubs go all the way. She'll keep paying those fines. Lisa Ward lives in a West Loop condo building, received an email on Monday, a very terse email. It said her flying of the W off her balcony violates 2 rules, Justin Kaufman, not just 1 rule, 2 of the Condo Owners Association. Now, rule number 6, as you may or may not know, is hanging of clothes,
right.
clotheslines, rugs, bedding, etc., on your balcony. That is strictly prohibited. Rule number 9, no, who reads condo rules?
Yeah, right.
No advertisements.
That's a joke of this.
Notices.
There's probably a White Sox fan who's the
exactly.
condo president. That's
you
ridiculous.
You know there's a White Sox fan behind this. Notices are to be displayed from decks and balconies. The email went on to threaten fines if the flag wasn't taken down. Ward believes a neighbor is just not feeling
okay.
the Cubs.
I live in the West Loop.
Yeah.
I will say this. And I don't know Lisa, and I understand this issue, but there are a couple of places where they just fly that W all year long. Mm-hmm. Wintertime, summertime, if it's May, if it's June. And I've walked past a couple times where the flag is out there, and I'm like, hey, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's a big one on Randolph.
Yeah,
seen,
right.
It's
I mean, but
pretty cool.
The idea that that is just a flag, that we're on a campus. That's the University of Purdue campus.
Well, it's temporary. I mean, let's just, yeah. that's what you got to remember. This is Cub pride.
What I'm saying is I want to know if that's what I think is missing from this story. I'm not sure if it's temporary. I think Lisa's
well,
like,
let's
yo.
Let's hear from Lisa herself. I think we have her.
My first reaction was really to roll my eyes.
What do rules 6 and 9 say?
Well, actually, what they say basically. Is you can't have bedding or clothing or political signs or advertisements. And frankly, my W flag is none of those things. So actually, you could say I'm not even really breaking the rule. The flag is not to be flown during a game or before a game. We haul it out and hang it out there,
all
and
right.
it only stays out there until the next game. We are superstitious enough that we haul
all
it
right.
in before we leave for Wrigley Field. I'm not hurting anyone with my W flag
yeah,
out there.
Maybe.
I would think that everyone in Chicago could kind of get behind it. Listen, I've had Cardinals fans tell me this year that they are rooting
Cardinals
for
fans.
Us. If Give a Cardinals fan can root for the Cubs, I think my management company can allow me to have my W flag off my balcony.
Sounds perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, it does sound reasonable. If she's keeping it out there, and I don't know, it's February, then maybe there's an issue, you know? And
right.
I don't know if, like, raccoons are living in it.
You know, a good
like
way
that.
To get around this, just live at home.
Yeah.
No condo.
In the basement, like Kevin, because you
yeah.
can't really fly
right.
one from your basement you window.
Great location. I can fly as many flags as I'd like in that basement. Thank you very much.
So many flags.
The man cave.
So many flags.
Loud.
Can fly flags in my basement.
Mm. Your
so
freak
many.
Flag?
So many flags.
My what flag?
Freak flag. Isn't that a saying?
Yeah. That is, especially for Kevin. That's appropriate. No, I will say this. There is a little counter movement right now because they've changed the concept of. And Kevin, I want to ask you about this. It went from, you know, putting the W up when there's a win to fly the W and keep the W up at all times. Like, we look right here on Michigan Avenue, there's a W flying right in front of the Schwab building. The Tribune Tower has them, everyone. We have a W in our window. They lost the last two games.
Right, but the...
Yeah. It used to be just raise it up the flagpole when they win.
Right.
And, I mean, it also sort of goes with the trend of their victory song, whatever you want to call it, after a win.
Right.
The lyrics don't exactly make so much sense when it says, hey, Chicago, the Cubs are going to win today. Well, they just won.
Right.
They just won, everybody.
But it doesn't matter because it's part of the tradition. Kevin, we're going to check in with you.
It's part of the tradition. Right.
We got to get through this.
I'm not going to rag on the Cubs here. Just pointing out a couple things that have sort of some head-scratching things.
I'll be the official ragger.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Our judgment is Lisa should not have to take the flag down. That's it.
That's a bit outrageous.
Yes. I mean, crazy.
Let Lisa fly the W.
If they lose... Take it down.
All right, we got to get to the next one.
Number two.
All right, here we go. 19 acts have been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 2017 class. Some of the acts included are Janet Jackson.
No, my first name ain't baby. It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
All right, also Steppenwolf. All right, let's go some alt rock. Let's do Depeche Mode next.
Oh.
Maybe that's a little too old for you. How about a little Pearl Jam? And for the WGN faithful, let's go with their favorite act, Tupac.
Blossom again, I reminisce. Because through the drama, I can always depend on my mama.
I love it. All right, I would
actually.
All of them. Yeah, I like all those, yeah. I think Brian picked the right ones there.
Well,
it would be great if
Tupac
makes it a Hall of Fame. There's a couple. You know, I come from the background that the Hall of Fame is, I don't really subscribe to it.
Why?
I used to work with Jim DeRogatis, and he went on this whole rant about it just being sort of a marketing tool, and it's not a real thing, and it's blah, 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 blah. But the point being that I don't get too jacked up for any of these bands getting in because it really is.
But there are some bands that are just like, of course they belong.
Right.
If there is a Hall of Fame, and even if it's a marketing, they just belong. Or sometimes it takes too long for some of them to get in.
Who do you, out of that group, Anna, who do you go with? Who's
I think
your number
Tupac
one?
Has to get in. Because he's no longer with us, and his contributions to music. And Janet Jackson probably belongs in there,
I'm with you. Yeah. I heard Bill and Wendy yesterday. They said Janet Jackson. They're like, no. And I'm like, no. She's like 30. She's like 40 number one hits or something like that, right? I don't know. I think Janet Jackson is pretty intense.
Is a gimme. All right. Let's get to the final one here.
Number one.
Tonight, there's something else going on other than the big debate, the showdown in Vegas, and the Cubbies. Tonight, ABC airs the classic Peanuts special, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, which premiered back in 1966.
Finally, I have plans.
So you have a third option. That's good. I'm glad that people have plans. I mean, listen, that is such a good special. Mm-hmm. That's something to DVR from my daughter.
Yeah, you have to DVR because there's too much going on.
There really is. In the beloved animated special, or let's go back and forth if you get too stressed out to go back to that music and watch Charlie Brown and realize it's okay. The beloved animated special created by the late Peanuts creator Charles Schulz, of course. Linus, Charlie Brown's blanket-loving pal, anxiously awaits in a pumpkin patch the coming of the Great Pumpkin, which he believes delivers toys to the little kiddos.
Yeah.
In this clip, Sally scolds Linus after the Great Pumpkin does not show up.
How it is over! Aww. I missed it! You
Aww.
You kept me up all night waiting for the Great Pumpkin. And all that came was a beagle. I didn't get a chance to go out for tricks or treats. And it was all your fault. Also.
Oh, poor Linus. Never gets any respect.
And it comes on before the debate. So maybe that'll sort of calm you down before the storm.
Maybe we'll play that live on the download as well. Just do the I feel bad for Linus. He believes. It doesn't come true.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Pumpkin does. I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it since 1966.
Spoiler alert.
But man, they're mean to him.
That might be what the debate sounds like.
Yeah, it's going to be some similarities maybe.
Got to calm down, Sally. Like, come on. Don't get so angry. She gets so angry at the end of that.
She does.
Anyway, I got that on VHS. I'm going to pull it out tonight.
Let's do that, but we're going to wrap this thing up right now with
the top five at five.